Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 187. My name's Paul and I'm your host, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Adam is unavailable because he is busy.
Yes.
So yeah, although for those that think he's going to get out of name this game this week, or name that game even, I have told him that he has to listen to the show and send his guess in to me.
What if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, then it's automatic disqualification and he has a minus 5-point penalty.
Am I on minus points because I haven't won any yet?
No, you're on zero.
Okay. I didn't realise there was a point system.
Yeah, I'm jotting up who's winning.
No one's winning, are they? Actually, I suppose Adam's winning.
Adam's winning, 1-0.
No!
No!
That's crap.
But if he doesn't send in a response, minus 5 points.
Then I'll be winning with 0 points.
Now for the news.
You've got the first piece of news this week, Paul.
Oh, but I'm writing my rant of the
week. You put it first. Look at it. There it is. It's out there.
Okay. For those that follow my Twitter. Did I post this on Twitter?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For those that follow my Twitter and have, like, brain cells and, like StarCraft, like.
Or
like,
that are on your Facebook. Like,
yeah, well, whatever. The StarCraft 2 beta. This long-awaited, distant, far-off friend is this month coming to visit.
Distant, far-off friend.
Far away. So yeah, basically Blizzard are releasing the StarCraft 2 multiplayer beta this month. This month being February.
So, sorry, may I ask? Does it start this month? Or is it you can apply this month and it starts in the future?
Well, you've been able to apply since, you know, June.
Oh, okay.
Because originally it was, like, in the summer, so sort of July, August-y time we were expecting it. So with a bit of luck, I will get a CD key for it, and all you people won't, and I will have the CD key.
Well, I'll get one, and then I'll share it.
Well, if I don't have one and you get one, give it to me. Because you don't like strategy games, do you? No. No, you don't, do you?
I don't enjoy playing against other people.
Well, this is multiplayer, so you're going to have to play against me. But you can be in my team, I guess. Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure if you can have AI players in it or not, so it might just be against other human beings all the time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it'll be really awesome if we can get a key for that. So yeah, if you are interested in signing up, battle.net, and you can sign up there. That's all the details you need to know.
You're not going to say anything else. Is this because it will crush your chance of getting a key?
Well, if all our listeners like try and get a key, it'll obviously reduce my chances of getting a key. Even though I'm really special.
Okay.
So yeah, this month, yep, we're all tense and I'm shaking about it.
Aww. They can't hear you're shaking.
Blizzard, give me a key. Give me a key. Give me the key. Right. also in the news this week, Alan Wake. So this is that game which has been coming out for years.
Yeah, they've been making it for just under half a decade, apparently.
Well,
quite a while.
The PC version's been scrapped. So now, Alan Wake, you're gay.
You just said my big piece of news.
Up.
Okay, well, X10 was quite recently, like last week at some point.
What is an X10?
X10 was Microsoft's announcement kind of show thingy that they'd done. They were mentioning a lot of stuff there. Alan Wake being one of them. It's got I'm not sure if it's 100% confirmed release date because it may slip.
It's got a guy called Alan Wake in it. Apparently, he is awake. Well, I hope he is.
Anyway, as I was saying before I was interrupted.
Well, sorry, because Adam's not here, I have to be extra silly.
Extra
or
silly.
Or, more appropriately, more stupid.
Please don't be stupid. Anyway.
Well, hey,
so,
magic bow out.
It should be coming out May 18th. But only 360 version, no PC version now, as they have scrapped it. They did...
Boo.
I can't read any of my notes.
Boo. I'm really sorry that all my stuff's all over the screen.
And that's in the way, and I can't even see past that, can I? Oh my god. Okay, their reasoning for making no PC version is that some games are more suited for the intimacy of the PC, and others are best... played from the Paul.
I'm sorry that I'm doing things on the computer. I do apologize.
I should just use my netbook.
No, you don't need... Look, it's cool now. I've got my Worldwide Telescope program on this side of the screen.
Okay, so now
looking
let me...
Looking at my
now
Apollo
let me
12
talk,
landing site.
Yeah?
Oh, look, there's some guy. Okay, cool. So, the listeners think this is funny, though, so you should enjoy
it. I doubt all of them do.
Well, I hear Charlotte laughing. Will Wheaton! She was laughing at that.
I'm going to start from the beginning, okay? Some games are more suited for the intimacy of the PC, and others are best played from the couch in front of a large TV screen. We ultimately realised that the most compelling way to experience Alan Wake was on the 360 platform, so we focused on making an Xbox 360 exclusive. Both Microsoft and Remedy have long histories in PC game development. This decision was about matching the specific game to the right platform.
Really?
I think that's crap. I think you'd have just as good an experience on a PC. As a 360.
You'd have a better experience on a PC because it's not running on a 5-year-old piece of hardware.
But, yeah. It's their choice. I thought...
Well, yeah, of course it's their choice.
It makes sense if they did it on PC as well as 360 because they're quite similar. In a way. Whatever. But, yeah. They've also announced there's a collector's edition coming out as well. Which comes with a book and a soundtrack and a few other bits and bobs. And it's currently actually similar prices to the retail price for just the game. Like, I know they got it on play.com for the same price as the game. They had it on HMV for the same price as the game, but it's gone up recently as well in price. But I'm looking forward to that because May 18th is quite a cool date because that's quite soon, except it means it's also quite soon in relation to everything else that's coming up. But yeah, so that's Alan Wake. Everyone's looking forward to it. Well, everyone I know. Paul's probably looking forward to it.
But now the PC one has been scrapped. I am now morally opposed to this game.
I'll play it on 360. I would rather play it on PC, though. It's a Remedy game. PC game.
Max Payne.
Remedy make PC games. They don't make console titles.
No offense, you won't be able to top it.
No. Oh, well. Anyway. Next up, Assassin's Creed 3. Ubisoft.
What? The second one only just came out.
Yeah, no. Ubisoft recently mentioned at the third quarter financial conference call that the next Assassin's Creed is going to take place with Ezio again, if that's how you say his name. I'm not sure. I've never heard it been said by someone in the game, because I haven't really played the game. But,
Lol.
So, yeah, so he's visiting, well, revisiting Rome, apparently. But I thought it was in Rome. I should know, yeah. Okay, sorry. And he's going to be fighting the Templars. But I thought he's always been fighting Templars. I don't know, I have to finish them. But, as well as that, there's a multiplayer being added in. Not sure how that's going to work. You're going to have loads of little assassins running around or something like that. Can you move that to the side?
Yeah, Falco, get out of the way.
Please. So yeah, so it's going to be in Renaissance time again. And pretty similar, except for the fact there's a multiplayer to be added.
Whoop-dee.
I don't really agree with multiplayers.
Sims 3.
But we'll see.
Yeah, Sims 3, that game, people have sometimes heard about.
We mentioned it last week.
Did we?
Yep, it was the 10th anniversary of The Sims last week.
Oh, yep. EA are, of course, chucking it out on... I'm sorry, you can read it. Don't look at me like that.
Well, EA recently listed their financial reports for, like, fiscal 11 or fiscal 12. Both of them. I'm not sure, I get confused with these things.
Fiscal 11.
Sims 3 is coming out on consoles. There's not been any announcements as such relating to if it's going to finally be pretty much like The Sims, as in the PC versions onto consoles, or if it's going to be the same kind of odd variation where you control a character. It's a bit rude. But yeah, so it's supposed to be coming out. Actually, no, it hasn't been announced which consoles either. But they have said there's going to be a handheld version as well. So that could be like 360, PS3, Wii, DS, and PSP. It could be all of them. But it depends what they want to do, really. But yeah, so that's cool. So Sims finally coming out on console. Or Sims 3 finally coming out on consoles. So now if anyone asks, you can say yes, it's coming out on consoles. Finally. For those people that don't have PCs that can run it, of course. Even though it's not that demanding. Anyway, so Ubisoft did an announcement 3-4 days ago. I can't remember the exact date on it. Oh no, that doesn't tell me either. And there's a new Ghost Recon title coming out called...
Sup,
new,
dude?
Is it New Soldier? Sorry, I haven't put... Can you scroll up? Ghost Recon New... No, go all the way up. Ghost Recon Future Soldier. Okay, New Soldier sounded a bit weird. Can I have that back? Sorry. Ghost Recon Future Soldier. They haven't announced... Oh, they have announced. Okay. Oh, yeah, Ghost Recon games only come out in 360, don't they? I was thinking it might come out. Actually, no. Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2's on PS3, isn't it?
Mm.
You're supposed to help.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I don't know if it's coming out on PS3 at all. It's probably going to come out on 360 first, I'd imagine, because they usually do. And it's going to have single-player and multiplayer versions in the game. And they are... Well, they've announced that there's going to be a beta of it, and anyone that buys Splinter Cell Conviction... Splinter Cell Conviction on the 360 will receive like a key to be able to go in the beta, and the beta is going to take part this summer, and the game's supposed to come out in the holiday season this year, so quite soon. And it's just going to be Ghost Recon more future-y.
Ghost Recon even more set in the future
with lasers and
pew pew pew
pew. Okay,
indeed.
Next two items are quite... Well, I linked together. So Dead Space 2 and Dragon Age 2. That's not a confirmed title at all. I don't know what Dragon Age number 2 is going to be called. It might be number 2. I don't know. We'll see.
Or it might be Dragon Age, the next game in the series.
Yes, it could be called that.
Or Dragon Age, you know you want more.
It's just a brief thing that EA have announced that they're aiming to get Dead Space 2 and Dragon Age 2 out for the first quarter of 2011. By the they'd like to say by the maximum of March 31st. So the end of March, they want to get them out for. I think it's doable. Although BioWare are supposed to be working on lots of stuff at the moment. Because of course they're working on, what's it called?
Stuff.
The Star Wars one. Well, it's not KOTOR. But the online Star Wars game, and they're probably working on Mass Effect 3. Who knows? They've probably got loads of stuff on their plate, and as well as Dragon Age.
Yeah, they've got Tetris Clone on their plate.
Yeah. And then I'm sure Visceral will probably have more on their plate as well. I doubt they're just working on Dead Space 2. Who knows? Hopefully they're working on something else cool. I quite enjoyed Dante's Inferno, and I'm still enjoying it. So, yeah. Do you want
other news?
You can mention that if you want.
Command & Conquer 4 is obviously out the beginning of next month.
March 16th.
Yeah, beginning of next month. Well, middle of next month. yeah, basically, you can now download Command & Conquer Tiberian Sun with Firestorm Expansion Pack, which I never got, and Command & Conquer Red Alert. So yeah, if you've got a really old computer...
For free.
Well, yeah, for free, yeah.
I don't know how long it's for as well.
So yeah, if you want those games, instead of going into a shop and buying them for like £5, you can just download them for free without the police visiting you.
Well, that's almost the whole decade, isn't it? That you buy... Like a tenner or whatever.
Whatever.
And for free. So you go on the EA website or commandandconquer.com/classic and you can then choose which ones you want to download. And I imagine it just downloads them. It's quite nice of them just giving them away.
Yeah, well, let's face it, they probably don't work very well. I know Red Alert doesn't work very well on a modern computer.
No, that's a shame.
No, it runs way too fast. And even on the slower speed, it still runs way too fast. So unless they patched it when they did the decades thing...
Ooh, that's quite weird. Because you download them separately.
Yeah, well...
They are on separate discs.
They're on
separate discs,
so...
It's Kane!
Apart from...
Tiberian.
Oh, well, that's the expansion pack, so...
No.
Yeah, that's the normal Tiberian. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's one download for some reason.
Tiberian's on Firestorm.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So, yeah, Red Alert and... Command & Conquer are on separate downloads for each faction, but Tiberian Sun is on both.
Maybe they couldn't split them up. Who knows? They go like 29 days and 12 hours and 24 minutes and 25 seconds until Command & Conquer 4 comes out.
I will point out one thing that's a bit weird.
What's that?
Red Alert, the downloads are RAR files.
Oh yeah.
Command & Conquer, the downloads are ISOs. And Tiberian Sun is a RAW. Click here for installation instructions. Let's just see quickly what their instructions are for dealing with these strange formats. How to download, blah, blah, blah. First, you need to download it. Okay. You can either burn an ISO to CD. They recommend you install Magic ISO Virtual CD DVD-ROM Drive. Or, of course, if you want a modern operating system, you could just right-click on it and burn the disk, like Windows 7, for example. But obviously, the RAW files, yeah. So that's actually a bit weird for them to release it. I mean, it's good if they just put the ISO up, but... Yeah, so their instructions for the other things tells you to download WinRAR as well. Evaluation copy, please, buy this.
This isn't their website, is it?
This is CNC World.
Isn't that a fan site, maybe?
Yeah.
I would have thought they'd just give you like a free download to the EA Download Manager or something like that.
Oh, not the EA Download Manager. That barely works as it is.
Okay, well, that's quite weird and quite nice of EA to do that. Well, yeah, but
anyone obviously technically minded is capable of unrarring a file and burning it to a disk.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the news, Final Fantasy XIII is being cancelled.
Shush! It's coming out of Japan, why the hell would it be cancelled?
Well, there's no interest in Europe for it, sorry.
Yes, there is, Paul. I'm
interested in that.
Yes, there is. Anyway, so...
They're doing a limited edition Xbox 360 console! Did I just say the news item?
Square Enix have announced that they're doing two 360 bundles in Europe. In America, they're only getting one of these, but over here we get two. I'm not sure why we're getting two, though, to be honest.
Because we're special.
But the first one is a Super Elite, which, of course, has a 250-gig hard drive, two wireless controllers, the game. You get downloadable avatarware, which is apparently a Roche outfit, a Nabat outfit, and a Chocobo pet. Well, I've already got a Chocobo pet, so then I'd only be getting two things for it.
You've got a Chocobo pet?
You know I've got a Chocobo. You've seen it on my little avatar.
You've got a chocobo?
Yes, I've got a chocobo. So you get those, and that's it.
Where?
Apparently in-game, you get a faceplate as well. Although then I read in the small print when I was looking at this piece of information in the store that you get the faceplate when you pre-order only.
Yep, 20 quid deposit.
So obviously that's a game incentive to try and get people to buy it. So there's nothing special about it. It's supposed to be a white console, which I'm going to guess is just a normal console. Right? Unless they're going to make it pure white.
Well, it might have a shiny tray. Because obviously all the arcades and stuff now have a boring old white tray.
So
maybe they'll fancy it up and just have a shiny tray.
Mm. So it'd be a premium.
Yeah. Oh, look, here's a premium we found in a warehouse. Quick, let's just shove a bigger hard drive on it and ship it.
So that's the first one. And the second bundle is an Elite, which comes with the game, one controller, and a 120-gig hard drive, and that's pretty much it. So that's for if anyone just wants the game on the 360 and haven't bought a 360 yet, I suppose. Seems a bit pointless, doing one specific bundle, because Microsoft didn't generally do that much, do they? That's more of a Sony thing.
Yeah, it is a bit weird, but I mean, they've done it with Forza. They did the Forza Super Elite.
No, but I mean a normal Elite bundle.
Oh, who knows?
Nah, I thought it was a bit weird. So that's Final Fantasy 13.
Obviously, they're trying to push it and stop people from getting, buy a PlayStation for it.
Mm.
So BioShock 2 has had a few things crop up about it. Basically, the PC version, you cannot use a controller. And some people don't like that. I say to those some people, learn to use a mouse. No offense, dudes. But a mouse is better. It is the ultimate analog stick. Instead of having a teeny little stick you can move like 2 centimeters, you have a mouse. You can move like over as much space as you want.
Mm.
So yeah, basically, the developers, Take-Two,
the community manager has said.
Well, okay, the community manager representing Take-Two has basically said, nah, we're not going to add support for a controller. So, meh.
See, and they claim to add it in now would take a complete... Oh, I suppose that makes sense. Revisioning of the UI that the team worked so hard to create. So obviously, of course, they wanted to fix it. So like, if you plug the controller in, then it automatically say, press the A button instead.
Yeah, but no offense, guys. Your UI in the PC version is a bit shit. So, worked hard to create. Don't you mean just chuck together because it's just a quick port from the Xbox version? No offense, guys, but... That's how it seems to me. The only reason I have it is for the gamer score. The gamer score. Okay, yeah. Heavy Rain. This is that game which is also being cancelled.
don't you say these things. You're like, freak people out, and then they'll suddenly look all over the internet and then see, oh, Paul's making up stuff.
I don't see... Okay, Heavy Rain has not been cancelled.
There we go.
However, the demo is now up.
Yep, the demo went up on the 11th of February. February. Officially. So you can now go on the on your PlayStation 3 and download the demo. I think it's...
Not on your Xbox?
Is it a gig and a half? I can't remember how big it was. No, you can't download it on your Xbox. It's a 360 exclusive.
It's a 360 exclusive? Legend.
A PS3 exclusive. Oh, I can't believe I just did that. Yeah, it's a PS3 exclusive. It'll hopefully never come out on 360.
Okay. What do you mean, hopefully never come out? Don't say
because
that.
Because it's a nice exclusive for the PS3.
Well, I suppose it needs some, doesn't it?
Mm.
Here we go, though. This is an Xbox 360 exclusive.
This was announced at X10 as well.
This was also released, announced at X10, whatever an X10 is.
I thought you were going to talk about it, because it's your kind of thing.
I don't know. Halo Reach. Sounds fun.
Well, okay. The beta has officially been put down as the 3rd of May.
Whoop-dee-doo.
So, everyone who bought ODST, you have an invite into the beta, so you can start playing it. I don't know why, because it looks a bit...
Does it?
I don't know. Isn't it just a multiplayer?
Halo Reach.
Is there going to be a single-player campaign to it?
Yeah, Halo Reach is like Halo 4.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was a multiplayer game they were making.
Well, yeah, like Halo 3, they did just a multiplayer beta. They just give it to get people...
Okay,
to
sorry. I just thought it was like some kind of online-only...
No.
Shows how much I look into things.
Yes. Well, thank you for doing research for the show.
Oh, hey, I brought everything else up.
I will quickly point out from the screenshot that Kotaku have up, it doesn't look very good. No offense, guys, but when someone looks at Modern Warfare and they look at Halo 3 / Halo ODST and this, Halo Reach, they think, yeah, alright, guys, raise the bar. You know, you do have quite nice res textures in there. The models do look good. But from what I can see in the environment, it's a bit bland.
Mm.
No offense. You know, we know you guys prefer having frame rate, even though it's still only 30 frames per second, and even though Halo 3 was like less than 720 resolution. We know, but come on, guys.
Yeah, so everyone that wants to play it, 3rd of May, put it in your calendar or something.
Halo Reach! This
and
is going
to
be so
awesome. Then you'll
be
able
awesome.
To download the beta, I'm sure... It will crash, like Xbox Live will crash from the
amount
of people.
Dude, Xbox Live never crashes.
Are you sure? Halo Reach.
What about Christmas? I brought it down it 2 years ago.
So, yeah, May 3rd. You can download it. I think it's the same date worldwide. I'm not entirely
obviously,
sure. Obviously,
Halo Reach is set before the first Halo. It's set on the planet Reach, which is those who've read the books will know that's where they had a big ass battle. So yeah, hopefully they'll do a faithful representation of that in the game and not suck it up.
Suck it up.
You know, no offense, guys. No offense, Bungie, but raise the bar a bit. You know, you need to do it. You know, your storytelling, brilliant. ODST, brilliant. If it wasn't for the same old gameplay and the same old graphics. And well, actually, the graphics were kind of boring. But, you know, come on, guys. Yeah, kick ass, right. Left 4 Dead 2 has been cancelled.
Left 4 Dead 2's already out, Paul.
Oh.
Or shall we call it Left 4 Dead 1.5?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead 1.1.
1.1 now, it's gone back.
Yeah.
I thought it was 1.5.
I don't know, let's consult my show notes.
Oh no, it's 1.1. Okay, wow.
Yes, it's 1.1.
You put 1/1.
Who put 1/1?
You put 1/1.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Okay, so we called it Left 4 Dead 1.5. Okay, Left 4 Dead 1.1... is having a new...
Hang on a minute. So, yeah, they're doing Left 4 Dead 1.2, which has been cancelled.
Okay, Paul. So there's a new DLC pack coming out for Left 4 Dead 2.
Isn't it boring without Adam here? Hey, Adam. Hey, Adam. Sorry, carry on. Carry on. Okay, Left 4 Dead 2.1, the 6, whatever the build is.
It's got a new piece of DLC that's coming out called The Passing, which sounds a bit weird if you ask me, because... You meet up with the original Left 4 Dead survivors in it.
Oh, that's funny.
But there is NPCs.
Woo, Francis, woo. Bill, woo. Zoe, woo. Lewis.
So you can't play as them.
Lewis is
you just
gay.
Meet up with them, apparently.
And you say hi.
When you finish the third map in the campaign. It's also adding a new infected, which is called the Fallen Survivor. And the... humans who erroneously believe themselves to be immune to the infection. Sounds a bit weird, but apparently they drop items weird. When they're killed.
It's Valve. No offense, guys, but raise your game. Where is episode 3, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's do episodic stuff for Half-Life. Yeah, what we've had? We've had 2 episodes released over the space of, what, 20 years? Come on, guys.
But apparently, as well as that, they're doing, about a month or so after, they're releasing a piece of DLC for the first Left 4 Dead, which tells the story of the original survivor's journey to the passing.
Wow, so they're trying to get people to still keep Left 4 Dead 1.
Yeah, because you can only put it in the original.
Great.
And apparently, passing's coming out on 360 and PC. I'm all over the place today. PC, in late March. And there'll be a bit more information released soon on it all.
Yep. So, yeah. Also, in the news, Dead Rising 2 has had a few details released about it.
Yep, at X10, it got a date, or a rough date. The game is supposed to be coming out August 31st, or did it get mentioned a little while ago?
Meh, who cares?
I'm not sure. But so the game's Dead Rising 2 is coming out on 360 on August 31st. I think apparently is Dead Rising 2 coming out on PS3 as well?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. Because 360 owners, they get an exclusive piece of content for Dead Rising. Well, I'm not sure how it's going to work. Because they're releasing a thing called Dead Rising Case Zero, which comes out before Dead Rising 2 comes out. Maybe it's a Dead Rising 1 kind of piece of content.
Maybe.
But so, like, it says how it's a special treat for 360 fans. So maybe, like...
So basically what you're trying to say is...
I don't know.
360 fans have a special treat.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if it's coming out on PS3 as well. I can't really remember.
The language of that makes it seem like it's multi-platform.
Yeah, I think it maybe is. But yeah, so this Case Zero is a prologue, which is, of course, prologue to Dead Rising 2. That doesn't explain, does it? Oh, no, yeah, it bridges the gap between Dead Rising and Dead Rising 2. So you get an insight of what happened to Mr. Frank or Mr. West, and then what happens with the new guy. I can't remember what his name is.
Frank Jr.?
No, he's totally different.
Frankie East, yes.
And you'll see on what Frankie East does in the game. Also, indeed. With X10, there was a new video released, which you should check out. It shows the paddle saw thing in action.
Great.
As well as him using a moose head, put a moose head on and barging through people. They're saying us that, a wheelchair, and you could get a zombie in a wheelchair and then wheel them around and bash to other zombies, which I thought was quite cool.
Yeah, pointless, but cool.
Pointless. And then at the end of the trailer, if you watch it after, it says, like, a couple of bits of information, like Dead Rising 2. Actually, no, it didn't say Dead Rising 2. I can't remember what it said at the end, but after that, it then fades back in, and he's going into the back of a trailer lorry type thing, and there's a motorbike with chainsaws attached to the side of it as well.
Cool.
So they've been, like, attached to it. But then that doesn't make sense, because if he didn't attach it to it, who did? Either way, it looks cool.
It was the guys from Left 4 Dead. It was that Zoe woman.
Left 4 Dead. Zoe went into Dead Rising.
Yeah, that's what I do. It's an obvious thing to do.
Okay. But yeah, so that's cool. I'm really looking forward to it. I need to finish the first one.
Yeah, the first one, you think you finish
it. It gets quite hardcore.
Yeah, it gets really difficult.
So I might pick that up again soon.
I've got it at home, we just pick it up when we come back.
I've got it here.
Oh. Well, you said pick it up again.
Pick it up and put it in the 360.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. So, that's it for the news.
Old rant of the week.
Alright, so this week, basically, this is only a really short thing, basically, because, you know...
Basically,
it's been cancelled, like, and basically... Yeah, basically...
Too much, basically.
Okay, basically... Stop interrupting, I have to start over. Basically, the Bioshock 2 patch I just installed has stopped my copy of Bioshock 2 from working. Why? Because of the annoying DRM rubbish on it.
Yes,
so I'll restart the computer, obviously, which I can't do now because I'm recording the show, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to like do a Twitter post about how much it sucks. So yeah, I'm playing a game. I get given a Bioshock 2 key from someone nice.
From someone nice, huh? I wonder who that was.
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah, so Catherine obviously bought the collector's edition when it came out.
Yes.
But unlike games like Fallout, you can only use one gamer profile with it.
Which doesn't make sense, really, if you think about it, because with a 360 title, anyone can use it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Microsoft only implemented the ability. It's called server-side authentication. Mm. They only implemented it in November. And it's an optional thing for developers to use if they want. Mm. Obviously, 2K are really greedy and just want... I mean, they've got a 5 install limit for activations. Then they've got fracking CD checks. And then they've got... You can only tie it to one gamer tag. You know, do it more like Fallout. Fallout does a CD check when you install it. And then you can just play it without a disc. If you run the launcher application, it checks the CD. If you just run the executable directly, you don't need the CD in the drive. You know, it's... And we've got just as many copies of Fallout in the house as Bioshock, so it's not like they're getting any extra sales out of it.
No.
So yeah, Take Two, stop being a bunch of pansies.
2K.
2K are owned by Take Two.
True.
So, meh. So yeah, guys, seriously, sort yourselves out. Get rid of the fracking CD check, because it's now stopped me from playing my copy of Bioshock 2.
And now I'm worrying about if I should patch mine up or not, because it might do it for me.
You have no choice. Well, yeah, you've got the same drive. If it's something about the drive it doesn't like.
I don't want my copy not to work. I want to play it. Get gamer score.
Tough. Take Two don't want you to play it. Even though we've spent, between us, like, £100 on all this stuff.
No. Well, actually, if you include all the Bioshock 2s we bought, bought 3 copies now.
Yeah, we bought 3. You know, we're not ripping things off, and we're still being screwed. So seriously, Take Two, don't make me come over there and slap you in the face and cancel you.
Cancel you.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. GamerCast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Right, letters this week. We have one which is worthy of being read out. Basically, we have a letter from Basic. No, not really. My letter is not very structured, but I had a few little comments. I think Adam said... I'm not reading it.
Get the juices flowing.
Far too much in the same sentence. Didn't he just say it once?
I don't remember him saying it.
I remember him saying it once, and I was like...
What were we talking about?
I don't know. He was getting his juices flowing over some game. You should have called the episode, "Get a Haircut, You Scruffy Hedgehog."
Which I'm sure is a quote from Paul.
Well, he is a scruffy hedgehog. Seriously, Sega, cut his hair. They also gone to say, name that game, sounded familiar, but no clue. A thief game? ? I don't know. Yeah, this is really difficult to read, because they basically put it on a line. So, like, it's lots of little paragraphs, but it's like one sentence things. Seriously, write a letter properly. No offense, but basically, like, Basic, yeah? Write a letter properly, okay? Because it's really difficult. It doesn't have any punctuation in it. It just has, like, paragraphs. No offense, but you know what I'm saying, like? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for agreeing with me. Catherine said that Take-Two made Bioshock. Have a think about who Take-Two are. What? Also, as far as I knew, they do intend to release No More Heroes, Heroes Paradise over here. Oh yeah, and the Will Wheaton thing was good. I felt it was good that there were reviews this week, though the amount you had may have been a little too much, but it was a really busy week, so it's okay. Loads of interesting news, though. Love the show. Charlotte. Okay, firstly, thank you for your letter.
Yes,
secondly, put some punctuation in it.
You shouldn't put smiley faces in it either.
Yeah.
We can't put emoticons through words.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is difficult to read when there's no punctuation as well. You know, people think I just read things in a funny voice and do it in a really weird, you know, tempo. But no, that's because there's no punctuation in it. I have to do it on the fly, like.
On the fly, like.
Basically.
Basically.
I know what we're going to call this episode.
Basically.
Basically. BioShock 2 is broken. Basically. Right, that is the show title this week. Moving along.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Because don't we mention the
way... Oh, yes, that's your job.
But, do we want to give anything away this week?
Nah, let's do it later.
We said we'd do it on last week's show, next week. I can't be
bothered. Well, you could do it if you want.
Well, yeah, it'd be me giving it away anyway, wouldn't it? What do I want to give away?
Sims? BioShock 2 copy that doesn't work.
No! We've got Sims. Dante's.
What? Sims? We're not giving away the Sims.
We've got games or Monster Hunter.
I don't know. What's out in, like, soonish? Any of that stuff?
Well, Sims has been out for a while. Dante's really? Has been out for a while.
Really?
And Monster Hunter doesn't come out for a while.
I don't know, dude. It's up to you. Like I said, you handle all that sort of stuff. I'm just here because I'm handsome.
If anyone... They can't see you. If anyone wants them, I suppose we could give away, like, some Sims badges because I could always pop those in an envelope.
Yeah, just give... Yeah.
So if anyone would like a set of two Sims 3 badges...
Can I have some?
You've got one.
Can I have the other one?
Do you want the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have the other one. If anyone would like a set of two Sims 3 badges, send us an email.
No. Retweet the show.
Are we going to do that? Okay. Retweet the show on Twitter.
Post it on Facebook. Post it on everything. We want hundreds of people coming to the show for the Sims badges.
Just retweet it on Twitter. And either send me a direct message at twitter.com/gamecast, or you can send us an email at gamercast.feedback@gamercast.net. You can also leave us any comments on the blog for this week's show on gamercast.net. And don't forget, you can also just comment on the Twitter feed and the Facebook. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I will just point out one thing. The reason we're so crazy this week is because it's really hot in the gaming room. Oh no,
You keep swearing.
How many times have I sworn?
You've only said that once.
Phew.
But you've said other words.
Like what?
I can't remember. But I thought, oh, Paul's swearing.
I'll just bleep that out. We'll actually have a proper bleep.
Yeah?
Yeah, how's that?
Okay, if you want.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game...
Yep, so I will quickly announce the answer to last week's episode. So for those that can't remember it, go to the last week's show and play it, because I can't be bothered to play it now. Yeah, so it was Unreal. It was the Nally chant from Unreal.
And I was slightly right, because it was Alex Brandon.
So yeah, Catherine gets a bonus point, which doesn't actually count in the official rankings.
Aww.
For naming the composer.
I should so get a point for naming the composer. That's, like, so much more hardcore than naming the game. Although, of course, it's called Name This Game, or Name That Game.
Yes, not Name the Composer. Right, so this week, unfortunately, Adam can't listen to it now, so hopefully by next week he will send in his guess.
If not, minus 5 points.
Yep, because we know he doesn't listen to the show.
No.
So, you know, you'd at least expect him to listen to the shows he's not on. Because obviously he doesn't know how much I slag him off while he's not on.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Hi, Adam. Right, so this week, this is what we've got.
I need to go just as far as the zoo.
Okay, so any guesses?
Are you going to record that over it again or put it in?
Dude.
Because I just spoke over it, yeah. Didn't I?
I would put it in normally.
Okay.
But unfortunately, you've just now said what I'm going to do.
I know.
And so it sounds really weird because I know how to
produce
the show.
Do you
want to
start it again?
No. Frack no. I'm not doing that much editing. I'm up until 11 o'clock at night as it is editing
okay,
the show.
Okay, Paul.
Okay? So are you going to guess what it is?
Yes, it's Prap the Rapper.
What's that?
Prap the Rapper.
Okay, well...
Game of the PS1 with a rapping dog made by Nana Onsha.
Are you sure that's what it is?
Yes, it's Prap the Rapper.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. It's like the fifth... No. Sixth? I'm trying to think of which level... I know which level it is. It's the toilet level. And he needs to go to the toilet.
Wait a minute.
I need to go just as far as the zoo.
That's the onion talking. And okay, that little noise before it was the loading. It's just actually no, it's just come out of a cutscene sound, or just come out of loading sound.
Okay, well, Catherine thinks it's what?
Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper.
Okay, she thinks it's that, whatever that is. Next week, we will find out the answer. If you have a guess for it, just leave it on the blog on this week's episode.
Yes, please, please, please send us your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I'll just quickly mention Sean's guess, because he didn't bother to send it in, but he did let me know that he thought it was something on the PlayStation 1. This was obviously last week's. He thought it was something on the PlayStation 1 or the Dreamcast.
Really?
And I was like, you know. So yeah, just for those who's going to get nitpicky, when I said it was last week on a couple of platforms, it was on the Windows and Macintosh. So okay. Yeah, it was on a couple of platforms. Before anyone writes in and tells me, it was only on the PC.
Releases this week.
Half Minute Hero, which we mentioned last week, was actually delayed by a week.
Yes,
so
sadly it was delayed for unknown reasons, but Rising Star have apologized.
Basically they forgot to manufacture any copies.
No, it wouldn't be that. I'm sure maybe they had some kind of manufacturing problem of some sort or something like that.
Yeah, they forgot to press the button saying make.
Either way, sadly it's not coming out until this week now. Hopefully it will actually come out this week, because I am still looking forward to it.
Obviously there is a really big thing coming up this week, but you're going to have to wait a second about that, because first it's Guitar Hero Van Halen.
Yep. So Guitar Hero Van Halen's coming out. It's not just Van Halen music. It's got 19 other
Queens of the Stone Age, The Offspring, people. Blink-182.
And Queen, for example.
What? Has it?
It says Queen and Queen.
Oh, Queen.
Man. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming out. That's Friday. It's
with
on
over 25 of Van Halen's greatest hits, from Jump to
Panama.
Panama? Jump. I think I know Jump.
Jump!
Yes, Paul. So, yeah, that's coming out on pretty much every platform that Guitar Hero is on.
Including
360, PS3, Wii, PS2. I think that's it.
Here's a question for you, you gaming geek. What's happening with Guitar Hero on DSi?
What do you mean? Oh, what?
Well,
because
obviously
use
the
them.
Controller doobert doesn't
nothing
work
at the moment.
Nintendo are like, screw you guys. And Activision are like, you're busted. Right, so more importantly this week is Aliens versus the Predator.
Or Aliens versus Predator, as other people know it.
Or AVP.
AVP, more commonly.
Or more accurately, AVA. Aliens versus All. Because obviously the Predator is still an alien.
And, like, Marines are in there too.
So yeah, more accurately, it should be Xenomorphs versus Predators versus Human.
What about AVPVM?
That's just stupid. Right. So yeah, this is out on Friday. Hopefully it won't suck.
Are you going to pick it up then?
I'm going to have to pick it up.
Aww.
I'm just too much of like an AVP fan.
You're too much of an alien fan.
I want to play...
You want a what? Is that a Predator?
Or an alien, which is more of a...
Don't want to play as Marine, though, do you?
I don't know. From the original game, the Marine campaign was probably the best. Because the alien one was a bit shit.
That sounds quite interesting.
I thought it was cool because you started as a facehugger.
That's really cute. That it sounds quite nice.
What?
Each of the three species has its own distinct story-driven single-player campaign mode that interweaves with the campaign of the other two species.
Instead of the original.
I never really played it much. I don't remember.
Nah, you don't.
Three-way online multiplayer, which we already knew about from the multiplayer demo.
Yes.
So, yeah. Do you have anything you want to say about it?
Oh my god, AVP! Right, there's also a Dynasty Warriors game coming out. We don't need to talk about that. It's rubbish. Ace Attorney, we don't need to talk about that. AVP, dude, that's
okay,
all that's important.
Ace Attorney, Mars Edgeworth investigates.
Investigates? So why an Alien vs. Predator came along and went, hoorah!
So this is a new one on the DS, which is from Mars Edgeworth's perspective. I really need to catch up with the Phoenix Wright games, because I still haven't finished number one. even though I have 1, 2, and 3, but I haven't picked up the ones in between because, oh my god, they have released so many of them.
Wait a minute, dude, wait a minute.
They are good games, though.
Big Daddy versus Predator. No offense, Big
Predator
Daddy.
Predator would win.
But you suck and you're going to lose
because Predator get would be like. So easily.
Actually, why do I keep going, hurrah? That's not the noise to make, it's more of a.
There you go, Paul. so, yeah. New Ace. Actually, no, you just made me skip the Dynasty Warriors game.
Oh, how silly of me that we're not talking about that boring Dynasty Warriors game.
We'll switch Ace Attorney and Dynasty Warriors round.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
So, Dynasty Warriors Strike Force is coming out, which is coming out on PS3 and 360. It allows you and up to 3 of your friends to join together online and experience tactical action combat in a whole new way.
Wow, tactical and action and team.
You travel to different cities throughout Imperial China to embark on quests and use coordinated assaults to conquer heavily armed fortresses and colossal beasts.
Sounds fun. So you're going to be beating up a hit upon us.
See, the only thing that I wonder is how that would work, because of course Dynasty Warriors are normally single player games and they're hack and slashes. So are they going to have like friendly fire kind of thing
obviously
on or off?
They can't have friendly fire on because you'd just be killing everyone.
Because the thing is, you just mash the buttons and then you'd just be going into everyone and knocking them out. Anyway, I like the Dynasty Warriors games. I don't have that many of them, but I do actually quite enjoy them.
Man, they're alright, I suppose.
It's something that Koei still has that's alright.
Moving along.
So yeah, and the last title that we're mentioning coming out this week, there are a few other titles, but we couldn't find out that much information
games,
on them.
But obviously we don't have all year to talk about them because there's 20 odd games out. So
this one, which is quite for like a niche market, who
niche?
Two of them are sitting in there.
True.
UK Truck Simulator.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, the Predator just killed the truck driver.
Okay, Paul.
I would have had like a car noise, but I couldn't make two noises at the same time by one vocal system. But what I could have done, I suppose, was edit it and put car noise in the background. But I can't be able to do that, so yeah. Basically, this is a truck simulator. You're driving a truck.
Yes, you use a network of motorways and major truck routes that you'll gain unbridled. Is that unbridled?
Unbridled.
Unbridled.
It's unbridled.
Well, I thought I was right. I brought access to 18 of the UK's largest cities.
Wow.
So you can go to Aberdeen, Plymouth.
Great.
London, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Carlisle, Sheffield, Grimsby, Birmingham, Swansea, Cambridge, Felixstowe, Dover. Isn't Felixstowe in Dover? Southampton and Cardiff. No, Newport. What's up with Newport? Why they left Newport out?
Where's Aldershot?
Where's Aldershot? Where's Yeovil? Where's everywhere?
This
They're leaving
sucks.
Them out. But you go to Cardiff, that's quite cool. So you experience the life of a UK haulage contractor. You can visit all the major cities of the UK, apparently. They're all the major cities, apparently.
They are. We don't have any other cities.
Don't we?
No. That's all the major ones. Bath isn't important. Guildford isn't important. All these loser places.
Oh. So you've got to make sure to get deliveries on time. It's pretty much like all normal truck simulator games, except in the UK. I'm sure a few people may buy it.
Dude, I intended to actually... I'm actually going to click on the link
I'm not
here.
Sure who's developed it.
I'm going to look at the screenshots.
It doesn't say who's developed it, and I don't think there's any screenshots.
Oh, dear. If there's not traffic jams, it's not going to be any good. Let's ask Bing. Oh, look, here's the official website. Images and video. Wait.
Are you sure this is it?
No, this isn't.
This isn't it.
This is UK Truck Simulator. This is something different.
For people who are gonna...
This is for real truck driver
yeah.
people.
It's not Euro.
Okay, well, nobody knows what it is.
And on the game website, doesn't even say who the developers are.
Ooh, I guess that's a screenshot from it or a Euro truck. That is not really a simulator if you're looking from behind the truck. No offense, guys.
Usually you can go inside. That's
yeah,
Euro truck.
This is a Euro truck simulator screenshot, so yeah, it's a truck. Yeah, it's... Yeah, okay. I'll recommend this for Bob Mann and Sean, but everyone else, just get AVP. Because it's almost the same thing, but better.
I'll recommend Ace Attorney. Miles Edgeworth.
Well, yeah, it will sell quite a lot because they always sell, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
So you usually get like a couple of copies in a shop.
Yeah, and they sell straight away.
That's because you get a couple. Okay, so that's it for the releases for this week.
Previews and or reviews.
Right, we've got one review this week.
Yep.
This is a quick little review. We're going to be reviewing Resco Snake. So this is a snake game developed by Resco for Windows Mobile.
Yes.
Basically, this is a fun game, and I would recommend it.
You going to say anything else about it? Uses the tilt sensor.
Well, the requirements, it requires a accelerometer, and it requires a touch screen. So if you're using a 10-year-old Windows Mobile device, obviously it's not going to work, but something within like 2, 3, 4 years or so it will work. Yeah, it's actually quite a fun game. You basically control a snake, and yeah, why doesn't Catherine talk a bit about it?
I've only played it once. I played it in KFC yesterday.
Oh.
So,
Well, yeah, whatever. This is actually quite a cool game. I'm just going to give it a quick 5 out of 5.
It's cute. I'll give it that.
I mean, it's $10, so it's actually quite expensive.
That is quite expensive.
But it's actually quite well done. And it gets progressively more difficult. It's not just like... So basically, you play as a snake. You have to eat food. You have to eat other critters. You have to not eat these things. And then sometimes there's other snakes, and sometimes they beat you up. And it goes through all the seasons, so...
Yeah, I thought that was quite nice. I like the level sex screen.
So yeah, basically the levels change every time. And then you've also got different seasons, which just spices it up a bit more. So it's quite a cool little game. We just thought we'd quickly mention that since we've been playing it this week just gone.
And it's the newest thing that we can review. I can't review Bioshock, it's too
Yeah, we can't review Bioshock. we also can't review AVP because I don't have it.
You have it next week.
But I still won't be able to review it for the show because I'll be in Yeovil.
Oh, darn.
I know. Darn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Darn. Yeah, so anyway, we will be back next week. Hopefully Adam will be joining us again. If not... Way.
Don't be mean.
Way.
Don't forget as well, you can also, if you want some Sims 3 badges, just send us a thing on Twitter and retweet our show when we put it up.
Yeah, way.
And you can have some Sims 3 badges. They're nothing spectacular, but it's a piece of gaming merchandise if you'd like it.
Sims badges. You can show everyone how much you like the Sims.
Sims 3 is okay. You played it, didn't you? I made you play it.
Yeah, Sims 3 is a good game. I mean, I actually quite, you know, I do actually...
You played it a fair bit.
I played the Sims 3 a fair bit. I played the Sims 2 a fair bit. I played the Sims 1 a fair bit. Yeah, although, granted, most of the time I was playing the Sims 1, I was saying, you stupid... But yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, relatively good game. Obviously, for a hardcore PC gamer to admit he likes it, it does question his...
Well, you were talking earlier about how much you want StarCraft 2. It's a bit different to The Sims. So it doesn't matter if you mention it.
Oh, StarCraft 2. StarCraft. My name's James Reno. Hi, everyone.
Who's James Reno?
That guy. From StarCraft. The guy on the
motorbike.
Oh,
you told me, yeah.
Jimmy. This is Jimmy.
Okay, so we'll end the show now.
Yes, we will end it before I make any more strange
noises. We'll see you all next week. And hopefully Adam will be joining us as well. Bye-bye.
Laters.